We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph by the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah that Eino Isa Yai Nesach Ach Yered Lebar. Our Mishnah was Mechadish to us. This is like the Mishnah Rishonah, not the Mishnah Achrona, which we had in the Braisa. That it doesn't turn into Yayin, and it won't become Yai Nesach until it goes into the bar. That means if it's still on top of the gas, either on the ramp, or on the tapuach, or in the tzinor, it will not be considered Yayin Esach until it actually goes into the bar. Then it becomes Yayin Esach, and in regards to a guy touching it, then it becomes Aser. It has a shame Yayin only when it gets into the bar. Freit the Gemara Kasha, Vatanya, really the Shabigir should be Vatanan. It's a Mishnah in Maisrois, Paragraph Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah there is discussing when are you chayiv to take off Maisir on Yayin, on wine? When is it called wine? You only chayiv Maisir after this Nigmar, when it's a finished product. When you're making wine, taking grapes, making it into wine, the finished product is a wine. When does that have a shame yayin? So the price is, the Mishnah says, yayin mishe yikfe. When it goes into either the bar or the chavish, which we'll have to see, and the sediments, the pits and the peels rise to the top. Like we said, that when you make the wine, they crush the wine on the tapuach and on the ramp, and it goes through the pipe and it drips into the bar. And then it sits into the bar. After a few days, the pits and peels that went through the sifter and did not get sifted through, they'll rise to the top of the wine. And you skim it off. When you put it into the chavis, it happens again. It sits in the chavis a few days. After a few days, a lot of the pits and peels rise to the top. So it's considered nigmar mishiyikve when it rises to the top. When that's called gvar malacha, when the pits and peels rise to the top. Amar Rava. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, our Mishnah says that when is it called wine when it goes to the bar? Here it says not so fast. It's only considered wine after it gets to the level of yikfet, which takes a few days. So Chayr Tzastira from the Mishnah in Mesechus Maisers that says it's not considered wine, it's not considered gemar malach of a wine only when it's yikfet. And our Mishnah says it's already had the same wine, it goes to the bar. Amar Rava like kasha, ha Rav Akiva, Rabbanon. It's Mechlekes Taka, it's Mechlekes Tanoim. And the Mishnah Maaser is going with Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is going with the Rabbanon. The Tanya, or the Tanan, the Tanya is real Gersa. Yayin Mishyeri, the bar, Yayin, when it goes into the bar, that's when it's called Nigmar. That's the Tanakama holds, which is like our Mishnah. Mishyeri, the bar, has a shame Yayin ready to gabi Nigmar the Maaser. And the same thing for Yayin Esach. Rabbi Akiva, Mishyikva. Akiva says when the pits and peels rise to the top. So we have so far a simple machlokes. When is it considered wine? We are comparing Yayin Nesach and Maaser at this point. They're both the same thing. And we're saying, when is it considered wine for Yayin Nesach and for being finished product for wine? Our Mishnah says when it gets into the bar. The Mishnah in Masechtas Maaser says when it settles, and the pits and peels rise to the top. And we said, one's Rav Akiva, one's the Rabbanon. And Boilu, if you hold that the shear is Mishayikva, Kifui the bar or Kifui the Chavis? Are referring to the level of kifui by bar or kifui by chavis? Which one are we referring to? Are we referring to where the sediments and peels rise to the top by the bar or by the chavis? Because that's much later step, the chavis. The chavis is the barrels that come after the bar. So when we say that when the wine settles, does it mean the wine settles in the bar or at a later stage when the wine settles in the chavis? Toshma, bring it right. Now to the braisa, yayin, mishyikva, when is yayin? Chayiv in Maaser Mishyikva. Va'afa pisha kafa, and even though the wine in the bar already was kafa already settled, but koilet mina gas al yoino, you're allowed to drink wine from the gas al yoino, from the upper gas, upper press, u'minatzina, and from the pipe. V'shoyse, you could drink it. You could drink derech arai, because it's not nigmar malacha for chuma yet. Shmamino, keep with the bar, Karina Shmamino, because it says over here that curled like gas, and when I'd seen her, you could drink. But whatever's in the bar, Mishayikva already is also. So obviously, we're talking about in the bar, not in the Chavis, because the Chavis got to do with the Tziner, like Rashi says. The Chavis is a much later stage. And here we're contrasting what's in the bar to the Tziner. So therefore, it's clear that when we say Yikva, we mean Yikva in the bar and not in the Chavis. So those are the two shittas. Either has shame yayin once it gets into the bar, or you have to wait a few days until the wine settles and the sediments rise to the top. Freit de Gemara Akasha Vatoni Rav Zvid v'debei Rav Yishya. Rav Zvid learned in the brises of Rav Yishya He brought in a brayis like this. Yayim v'shiyered lebar v'yikve. Tanakama says, when is a ksiv nigmar malachol l'maiser? When it goes into the bar and it settles. Rabbi Kiva, Yimah v'shiyish lo v'chavyas. Only after you bring it and put it into the chavyas. So it's a stira, rabbanon, rabbanon, rakiva, rakiva. So Gemara says, I have to answer, tirtza nami l'hach kamaisa achi. You have to type the first brayis the same way. Yayim v'shiyered lebar v'yikve. When it says v'shiyered lebar, it's not in the by the brisa of ma'aser. It doesn't mean when it goes into the bar, it's written nigmar. It means v'shiyered lebar v'yikve, and it raises and it settles. Rabbi Kiva Emer, v'shiyishla b'chavis. Rabbi Kiva says v'shiyishla b'chavis. Rabbi Kiva says dafka after you put it into chavis. So that's they have to change. Rabbi Kiva said before. Yikve means after Yikve and you brought it into the Chavis. And when Rabbanan said it was the bar, it means after you put in the bar and it was Yikve. So it comes out that the two shitas now by Maaser are like this. One shita holds it has to be in a bar and settled. And Rekiva says it has to go into the Chavis already. So Rabbanan has the obvious question then. Velomas Nisim, our Mishnah, Tani, Eno, Yisit, Yayin, Nesach, Achyer, the bar until it goes into the bar. Who's that like? Lehmet Tlosit Tanoi, it must be a third Tana. We have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, and the Tana of our Mishnah holds even earlier stage. It becomes, even on an earlier stage, already, it becomes a shame yayin. It's thinking about malacha, because it's not a mishtah. It's yayin nesek, when it goes to the bar already. So you have a third, let me, you tell me, three shittas? So I'm like, no, it's not three, only two shittas. But yayin nesek is different. Shayin yayin nesek, the chmir of a rabbanon. The rabbanon mo machmir on yayin nesek, and therefore by yayin nesek already has a shame yayin when it goes to the bar. Avada by ma'isa, the two shittas are either after it settles or after it goes to the chavis, after it goes into the barrels. But by Yai Nesach already, Mishiyer the bar already, it'll be more chamer. So it comes as really only two shittas by Maisa, and by here it's more chamer. It could be a kuyama. Here it's more chamer. It'll be the kuyama. That's what would come out. So I'm going to tap on bays, tap on vav on bays. Vila Rava, Rava had the kasha, right? Rava had a kasha. He was comparing Yai Nesach and comparing Yai Nesach to Maisa. He's the one who asked the kasha in the first place. The answer like kasha, I'll rekiva rabbanon. But he wanted to answer better tarets. He wanted to just answer that it is different. So he had to answer that like kasha, how rekiva rabbanon. So obviously, Rabbi held it a kasha. He held it is a dimyon. If it is a dimyon, so then what's going on? A mishnah got to be another shita. Well, the Rabbi like shani law, mukum law, but lost tanoi. He had to tackle it three tanoim because he compares them to each other. One tana is our mishnah holds that's an upper share of the bar, and then we have two other tanoim either mishiyikva or after mishiyishal shel lechavias. So it's mishiyish lechavias. It's three different shitas according to Rabbi. Now, Be'etzem, you could have said there's really a fourth shita here. There's a fourth shita in the sugya. You know which shita? The shita Mishta Achroina, Rav Huna. We had Rav Huna on yesterday's daf. We had Rav Huna's shita that the wine starts oozing out has a shame of yayin. And we saw it's a Mishta Achroina. It's a brisa, really, says like Rav Huna. It's not Rav Huna's own shita, it's a brisa. So therefore, we really have a fourth shita. We have four. We have either it starts oozing out, or in the bar, or Mishta Yikva, or Mishta Yishla. We have four shitas. So top taisus over here asks this kasha. It says, from Taima, Malin Okat revealed for Mishta Achroina. Yes, Loima Taisan says the Tana the Mishta Rishonah, the Mishta Achroina Chad Kasha. There's only one. It's either or. You don't have. It's not two shitas. Either Mishir at the bar or when it starts oozing out. There's no fourth shita. It's a chalik. It's what that third shita is. Really only is three Tanoim.